So it's still the beginning of the year, and the mornings are dark and the evenings are dark, and it's not brilliant weather at the moment, but we are looking forward to a great summer. That's what we always want in Cornwall, where we can get lots of visitors down, you know, fill the beaches, fill all the exhibits and fill all the guest houses and the campsites. But it's not just about getting people down. It's about finding out what they want, what they thought of Cornwall when they saw the adverts, when they spoke to other people around the country, when they spoke to family and friends, what the sort of messages are coming through about Cornwall. And research has been done by Visit Cornwall into all those sort of things, and the results are about to be presented. Malcolm Bell is in charge of Visit Cornwall. Malcolm, just tell me the main thing you wanted to find out.
Well, the one thing we wanted to find out is we get about 85% repeat business, and that's about 60% over the last 3 years. The 85 is maybe 5-6 years. So you get a lot of people coming back, but like any business, you can't rely on regular customers. You need new customers, and there's been a lot of competition for that. So what we wanted to do is, what are the perceptions of Cornwall for people who haven't experienced it, so that we could understand what their perceptions of Cornwall are, to look to see how we need to get those marketing messages right to attract new customers. We're good at getting the existing ones back, but we do need that top up of new customers, and that's what this research did.
Okay, so before we find out from you exactly what you discovered, what sort of methodology was there behind this?
What we're asking is people who hadn't come to Cornwall, who were in the profile that would holiday in the UK, not those who would definitely go abroad. We used a research company that specialises in tourism and actually puts people in these horrible things called market segments, which go from wonderful terms called traditionalists to style hands to discoverers. But they sort of, you know, we all know that there are people who want different things from a holiday. So this research is actually looking at those different segments, looking at the product we've got, and then saying to customers who haven't been, what do you see in Cornwall, so that we could see if we've got product that customers would be interested in but don't know about it, and where we stand, so that we could develop a marketing strategy that takes the underused product and gets new customers for, as well as reinforcing some of our main markets.
Okay, so down to the crux of the matter, what are the key points that you're going to be presenting?
Well, the first thing is what we did do, which was great, because what we asked people about, would you consider this place for a holiday? And this was put up against the Lake Districts, your Devons, your Dorsets, your Cotswolds, your Yorkshires, and all those people with lots of money up north, the Lake Districts, etc. What we found is that Cornwall came out at number one with 74% of non-visitors willing to consider Cornwall. Doesn't mean they'll come, willing to consider. And Yorkshire was about 54%. The annoying thing was, when we asked those same people where they had been, Yorkshire was coming out at number one and we were coming out at number three. That's partly a bit of geography, but partly a bit of irksome that we all know Yorkshire's been doing a lot of work on marketing. So the first thing we found out is marketing works. Good news is that Cornwall's still in there punching. What we did find also out is what are the main segments. And what was pretty unique in the UK, the researchers came back with, we've got a really solid summer business. And I think we always, you know, I hate the term bucket and spade, I really do. But what I would call generic Cornish beach-related holidays, those sort of multi-generational holidays. And their real advice to us, you've got to keep working on that. You know, everybody else is going for the short break market. You need to keep your core market, and you mainly need to actually start thinking about marketing your seasons. So we talk about summer in Cornwall, and we talk about autumn, winter and spring, and what it brings. What it also said is we're pretty strong and core in the shoulder seasons, i.e. late spring, early autumn, on walking the coast and relaxation and stuff like that. And again, quite coloured. Where we weren't strong was what to do outside those main core seasons. And they identified two areas for development. One is about product development, which is about style, well-being, all of that area that I think you've seen quite a few hotels, quite famous hotels, doing very well at. And there's a lot more market to develop there. We need to get that message across to the private sector, as well as do some more marketing. So it's a whole new area of product development about that style, well-being, health, beauty treatments, you know, recharging your batteries even more. Another area which was actually a surprise to us and a bit of a disappointment, but an opportunity, was not many people identify Cornwall with arts and culture. Not many people really identified us with even industrial archaeology, but actually, the most surprising, not many people identified us with gardens. Now, we would have thought we'd have done a lot of work with gardens. So there's those whole products that we've got in spades that we need to start getting cute to get to those new markets on. So it's about building on those new developing areas of style and well-being, but also getting our communications and marketing right on the arts, culture, industrial history, history and heritage generally, and gardens.
You would have thought having a World Heritage site here that that would have all been sorted.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between having something and customers who haven't been here knowing about it. Because other research we've done every year is a visitor survey, and sort of 80% of customers, which is remarkable because we've got 85% repeat business, so 80%, almost most of the ones who come here know we've got industrial history. So what we've got the challenge of, the people who come here learn about it, the people who don't come here don't know about it. So there's that's an opportunity. But likewise, the gardens. Again, gardens are quite big, but we need to broaden it, because the people who are into gardens know about Cornwall, but we need to sell gardens to people who aren't necessarily garden fanatics.
Have we got the money to splash on a big marketing campaign for these areas?
No, but you can be a lot cuter with terms of targeted PR, because what we need to do now is run reactive PR with the press, because Cornwall's very popular. Start picking up these other themes or linking them, so that the PR that we get good value out of in the media, and I think most people would have seen Cornwall a lot in the media, particularly in the travel sections on Saturdays and Sundays, need to get those other products across. And the other big thing we came across, I think, is an important thing, is people were asked to look at towns in Cornwall and said, was it their sort of place? So in geography terms, there was a big resounding shout came back that Cornwall is the brand. Only two towns stood out slightly different from the Cornwall. So what people were asked is, these are the attributes. What attributes do you associate with these places? And basically all came back the same. So your Padstows, your Lewes, your Falmouths, your Truros, your Penzance, all came back as quintessentially Cornish, in another word. Two places connected with Cornwall, they weren't miles off. One was Newquay, which I don't think will come as a surprise to the people of Cornwall. The other one that did surprise us was Bodmin. But I think that's because of probably a knowledge of Bodmin more. And, so you suddenly start realising where people come from. But basically, in a way, people look at Cornwall like maybe we would look at London. I think sometimes we get into marketing too complicated. I think if people go for a break for London, they ask anybody, they go to London. It doesn't matter that they stay in Notting Hill or Kensington or Chelsea or Chiswick or wherever they do London. This came back that if people came, they do Cornwall. They just happen to sleep in Falmouth or sleep in somewhere else.
Okay, so what does this mean, though, for individual guest houses, hotels, holiday parks and attractions? Is there anything they should be doing to tailor what they are getting out there as their message?
I think the main one is that main 6-8 weeks, main holiday, beach holiday, is still their bread and butter. And I think the industry is saying, what's he talking about? Of course we know that. But I think we should never forget that. We've got to start then working on these other things about getting this message across. And there are lots of people on their websites, a few that still keep brochures. Start raising those other issues about the arts and the culture, the history and the heritage in the World Heritage Site, because it's an untapped asset that we can cross-sell on. And also when customers can maybe come down for the first time, start thinking about those more interesting, not just the headline attractions to direct people towards. Our main thing will be through PR, but actually a lot of the industry talk to people day in, day out. On their websites they have what to do. Well, maybe start featuring a few other things, not just National Maritime Museum, Eden, and maybe one garden, other gardens. Where's the nearest World Heritage Site? Where's that potter? Where's that local arts issue? Because there are people who would be interested in that, who might not want to go to Eden, but be more interested in going to the industrial archaeology places.
Okay, Malcolm Bell, thank you very much for talking to Business Cornwall.
Thank you.